Today on Castle Country Focus, I'm your host, Dylan Fielding, and we're visiting with Wayne Clausing, who has been with Sutherlands for the last 31 years and at our Sutherlands store for the last 12 years as the manager. But what we want to talk to him about today is his 6 years serving on Price City Council and what all Price City Council involves if you're part of it. Thank you, Wayne, for being with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thanks for the invite. I sure appreciate it. It's an honor, so thank you.
Well, you're kind. tell us about Price City Council. Is that something somebody would want to be part of?
I really think so, and it's a great opportunity not only to be involved with the community that you live in, but it's nice to help solve some problems out there that folks have from time to time. Now, you're not going to make everybody happy, and you're hopefully you don't make everybody mad, but if you can kind of ride that road in the middle, I think you're doing your job, you know. But for the most part, I think you try to do what's best, not only for them to try to help them, but you always have to take into consideration that you've got a ton of other people to take into consideration. So as long as it fits, you do everything that you can to try to solve that issue, you know.
What kinds of things do city councils get involved with?
Well, you know, we don't get into the day-to-day operation. That's why we have great employees, the directors, you know, and then the department heads. Price City has ran very well. Our job is just to make sure to help them stay within their budgets that they propose and just kind of direct the city along. But again, for the most part, I think Price City has ran very well with the employees that have been hired and do a great job from there. But the day-to-day stuff that you get into, you know, people bring concerns, whether it's yard issues or, you know, issues with the parks department or not the department itself, but with the park or a cemetery issue, or maybe it's a road issue. And so, you know, it's my responsibility to get in touch with whoever may be up there and say, here, is there something we can do to try to help these folks out? And a lot of times it's an easy fix, but sometimes it just costs so much money that you're just not able to do it right at that time. You know, you can fix a pothole, but you just can't repave a street, even though you'd love to right then. Everything has to go through its due process.
Well, and part of the good management of Price City, you mentioned potholes and roads, is they have a plan to go through and address every road in the course of, I believe it's 8 years or something.
Right.
That's great management and far thinking.
Absolutely, you know, and if people wanted to come see if their road is on schedule, just go down to the domes and see Miles Nielsen. He'd be able to tell you if your road is on the docket to be fixed or what year it may be in. That we're out pretty far on that. So, and that all evolved from Gary Sontag. He did a great job making sure that he managed all of that stuff well. And, you know, again, would love to have all brand new roads throughout the city, but at the same time, you know, shoot, a road could cost millions of dollars, and we just don't have that kind of money. So we just have to do a piece each year and do the best that we can.
Now, what kinds of things are happening in Price City? What kind of attitude do you perceive going on?
Well, you know, like I was telling somebody here just yesterday, I think the attitude has changed quite a bit since October. You know, people are going back to work. I think this election really helped this area more than anything. And you're just starting to see not only people going back to work, but there's a whole slew of projects that are happening here. You got the new clinic that Castle Valley Hospital is putting there on 100 North and 3rd East. You got the Ford dealership that's about to break ground. The Beehive House up by Ma Harmon Junior High School is about to start construction there. We got the brand new courthouse that's going to be a great addition to the downtown Main Street area and really make that look really nice down there. And then my business as a whole has been up this month and for the last 3 months. So it's nice to see people getting back out and maintaining things, but just a little enthusiastic out there, I guess you'd say.
Well, that is positive. This is your host, DeLynn Fielding, on Castle Country Focus. How can citizens be involved with the city council? What things would you suggest there?
Well, you know, if you see something that you'd like to change or want to be involved with, you don't have to be a politician to get involved with your community. There's so many things that you can come and say, you know what, I'd love to adopt this area here, or can I help maintain the trail area over there, or do you guys need volunteers here or there? And it's nice to see when citizens get involved. I always think you're stronger with numbers, and the more people we can make this town better, the better off we are as a community. So,
all right, if you didn't want to go to that much work, what ways can you help improve Price City?
Some of the areas, you know, we hear folks say, boy, we have a weed issue all the time in the summertime. And we do. There's no doubt about it. It gets that out of hand sometimes with the weeds that grow. They grow better than grass around here or trees. But the one thing you can do for your own place is take care of your own place. But make sure that the gutters are nice and swept and cleaned out there so that the irrigation water can run down those gutters and down through the ditches and do the job that those systems are meant to do there. But when they're clogged up, you sure can tell, especially during a rainstorm when it's all flooded throughout the streets. And if we could just do our job and do a better job of keeping our gutters clean, it would be a better thing. And then, you know, take care of your own weeds. And if you see somebody that has a weed issue, maybe they've got a situation that they just can't do it, or maybe they can't afford it. Maybe knock on their door and say, hey, I see you got some weeds here. Is there something I can do to help you out? And a lot of times, and most people take you up on your offer, but I think if we just start being proactive and helping each other, we're going to be a better town for it.
There used to be an old-fashioned word that described that, and that was being neighborly.
Absolutely. Be part, you know, I was taught a long time ago, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. So help, you know, where can I help my neighbor at? What can I do, you know?
And work together to make Price City continue to grow in a positive way.
Absolutely. You know, I lived in the big city, and it's fine, but there's nothing better than living here in Castle Country. This is a great town, a great city, and the citizens here, it doesn't matter if you're in Wellington to East Carbon to Helper all the way to Emery County. The citizens and the people that are here are genuine, but they're great folks. And we just got to help each other out. And sometimes you just got to stop what you're doing and ask your neighbor, can I help you out? What can I do to make things easier for you? Because maybe they just can't do it right now.
For a shameless commercial plug, you have the equipment and the stuff needed to help get rid of those weeds right there.
Absolutely.
In your store.
I like the free bite.
I thought you'd like that, yes.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Wayne, for being on
welcome,
Castle Country.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.